WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, fellow adventurers of life. Brandon Cole here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called existence. Today's adventure? Building stronger relationships through empathy. You know that feeling when you connect with someone on a deeper level, truly understanding their perspective? That magic, folks, is the power of empathy, and it's the key to forging connections that are meaningful, supportive, and lasting. Think about it. We're wired for connection. Humans crave belonging, understanding, and a sense of being seen. But sometimes, in this whirlwind of our lives, we can get caught up in our own heads, forgetting to truly listen and connect with the people around us. That's where empathy comes in. It's that superpower that allows us to step outside ourselves and see the world through another person's eyes. It's about understanding their feelings, motivations, and experiences, even if they differ from our own. And let me tell you, embracing empathy is a game-changer for relationships. It builds trust, fosters compassion, and creates a space where vulnerability feels safe. So, how do we cultivate this superpower? Let's break it down into five key takeaways that can help us build stronger relationships through empathy. Firstly, active listening is your secret weapon. It's not just about hearing the words. It's about truly absorbing what someone is saying, their tone, their body language, their unspoken emotions. When you actively listen, you show genuine interest and create a space where people feel heard and understood. Remember, sometimes the most powerful things are left unsaid. Secondly, try to see things from their perspective. Put yourself in their shoes, consider their background, their experiences, and how those might be shaping their thoughts and feelings. This doesn't mean agreeing with them. It means striving to understand where they're coming from. Ever felt like someone just didn't get you? Chances are, you are both looking at the situation through different lenses. Stepping outside your own perspective can bridge that gap. Thirdly, ask questions. Don't be afraid to dig a little deeper and ask open-ended questions that encourage them to share their thoughts and feelings. This shows you're invested in truly understanding them, not just waiting for your turn to speak. It's like having a conversation instead of an interrogation. Fourthly, validate their feelings. Even if you don't agree with their perspective, acknowledge and validate their emotions. Saying something like, "I can see why you feel that way," or "That sounds really frustrating," goes a long way in showing empathy and building trust. Remember, validating doesn't mean agreeing. It means acknowledging the validity of their feelings. And finally, be patient and compassionate. Building strong relationships takes time and effort. There will be bumps in the road, misunderstandings, and moments where you feel like throwing your hands up in the air. But remember, empathy is a muscle that gets stronger with practice. Be kind to yourself and others, and keep striving to connect on a deeper level. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine your best friend is going through a tough breakup. You could offer clichés like, "There are plenty of fish in the sea," or "You'll find someone better." But that wouldn't exactly hit the mark, right? Instead, try saying something like, "I can only imagine how heartbroken you must feel. This really sucks." By acknowledging their pain and validating their feelings, you create a safe space for them to share and heal. Remember, relationships thrive on empathy. It's not about being perfect, it's about showing up with genuine care, understanding, and a willingness to connect. So, take those five key takeaways and put them into action. Start by actively listening to the people in your life, striving to see things from their perspective, asking thoughtful questions, validating their feelings, and practicing patience and compassion. You've got this. By embracing empathy, you're not just building stronger relationships, you're creating a ripple effect of kindness and understanding that extends far beyond yourself. Until tomorrow, keep exploring, keep connecting, and keep radiating that awesome energy. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends and join the conversation on social media. Use hashtag #FortitudeFirst and let's build a community of empathy and support together.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.